Chapter 1. The Driver License. Anyone operating a motor vehicle or motorcycle on public roadways in the state of New Mexico must have a driver license. You are also required to have a New Mexico driver license if you are a resident. Types of driver licenses, graduated license system. If you are under the age of 18, you must participate in the graduated driver license system until you meet the requirements for an unrestricted license. The three different levels of graduated driver license, GDL, are instructional permit, also known as a learner's permit. Provisional license. Unrestricted driver's license. Instructional permit. A permit allows you to operate a motor vehicle when supervised by another driver who is at least 21 years of age and who is licensed to drive that type of vehicle. In all vehicles except motorcycles, the licensed driver must sit in the right front seat. On motorcycles, the licensed driver must follow the learner. To obtain an instructional permit, you must be at least 15 years of age and pass the knowledge test and vision test. If you are under the age of 18, you must also have a consent form signed by your parent or guardian. The driver must retain the permit for 6 months. The requirements and restrictions for an instructional permit are as follows. The minimum age for an instructional permit is 15 years of age. A person 15 years or older must be enrolled in and attending a driver education course approved by the Traffic Safety Bureau and includes DWI education and practice driving. The driver must have an approved instructor occupying the seat beside the driver, or the driver is with a licensed driver 21 years of age or older who has been licensed for at least 3 years in this state or any other state. The driver must retain the instructional permit for at least 6 months. Provisional license. A provisional license allows you to drive without the supervision of another driver, except during the hours of midnight and 5 a.m. Unless a licensed driver that is 21 years old or older is in the vehicle, you may not have more than one other passenger under the age of 21 who is not a member of your immediate family in the vehicle. The requirements and restrictions for a provisional license are as follows. The driver must complete not less than 50 hours of practice driving, including not less than 10 hours of nighttime driving. The parent or guardian shall certify that the driver has completed the practice driving part. The driver must pass a written and road test in addition to a vision screening. The minimum age to receive a provisional license is 15 years and 6 months if the driver has held an instructional permit for 6 months. The driver must have not been convicted of a traffic violation in the 90 days prior to applying for a provisional license. The driver may not operate a motor vehicle upon public highways between the hours of midnight and 5 o'clock a.m. A provisional licensee may drive at any hour if accompanied by a licensed driver 21 years or older. Required by family necessity as evidenced by a signed statement of a parent or guardian. Required by medical necessity as evidenced by a signed statement of a parent or guardian. Driving to and from work as evidenced by a signed statement from the licensee's employer. Driving to and from school or a religious activity as evidenced by a signed statement of a school, religious official or a parent or guardian. Required due to a medical emergency. Unrestricted driver license. The requirements and restrictions for an unrestricted driver license are as follows. The driver must have held a provisional license for the 12-month period immediately preceding the date of application for a driver license. The driver must not have been convicted of a traffic violation 90 days prior to applying for a driver license. The driver must not have any traffic violations pending at the time of the application for a driver license. The driver must not have been adjudicated guilty or have an offense pending involving the use of alcohol or drugs during the provisional period. Driver license renewal. Your driver license is valid for either 4 or 8 years. You may renew the license anytime up to 90 days before or 30 days after it expires. You will need to bring your current license and one other proof of identity. You may be required to take a vision, knowledge and in special cases, a driving test. Keeping the driver license. You must drive safely at all times to keep your driver license. You can lose your driving privileges for any of the following. A conviction for driving under the influence of alcohol or drugs. Refusing to be tested for alcohol or drugs if you were asked to do so by a police officer. Leaving the scene of an accident in which you were involved, without identifying yourself. Giving false information when you apply for a driver license. Failing to settle a financial judgment made against you for damages resulting from a motor vehicle accident. Attempting to change the information on your license or using someone else's license when attempting to purchase an alcoholic beverage. Failing to appear for a re-examination when requested to do so by the MVD. Using a motor vehicle to commit a felony or causing the death of someone in a motor vehicle accident. Having too many points on your driving record, or letting someone else use your driver license. Safety belts and child restraints. Before you drive, always fasten your safety belts and make sure all your passengers are using safety belts or child restraints. Also, remember to lock the vehicle's doors. It is important that you and your passengers use safety belts. Studies have shown that if you are in an accident while using safety belts, your chances of being hurt or killed are greatly reduced. In the state of New Mexico, it is illegal to drive without wearing safety belts. If your vehicle has a two-part safety belt system, be sure to wear both the lap belt and the shoulder belt. Wearing either part alone reduces your protection. If you have an automatic shoulder belt, be sure to buckle your lap belt as well. Otherwise, in a collision you could slide out of the belt and be hurt or killed. The law requires that all children under the age of 12 wear appropriate safety restraints while the vehicle is in motion. Children under the age of 24 months, or weighing less than 60 pounds, must be secured in an approved safety device. Children should be secured in the rear seat. Never secure a child in the front passenger side, especially if your vehicle has an airbag. If you were in a crash and the bag deploys, your child could be injured. A number of organizations will loan you a child safety device if you are unable to afford one. For further information, contact the Traffic Safety Bureau at 505-827-0427 or toll-free at 1-800-541-7952.